Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is your host today, Terry Dawson. Heather is, you're listening to Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show, highlighting women in business and the community. I am your guest host, and I'm subbing for Heather L. Tapia because she is in an event and cannot be here today. First, I have a couple of announcements that I'm going to make about the community. I'll be right back with those announcements. We want you to check out some wonderful things going on in the Columbus, Ohio area this weekend. First, we have the Ohio Salsa Bash, which is on October 27th. It's a public event held by Ohio Salsa. It's from 8:30 until 2 a.m., so check us out. It's the annual Halloween Salsa Bash, and it's at a new location at 711 Southwood Avenue, Columbus, Ohio, 43207. And it is a $10 admission, but it's a wonderful event, which actually benefits the association with Mothers Helping Mothers. So if you can, go ahead and please check out the event. You can also go to Facebook and check out the Ohio Salsa Bash for more information. Another wonderful event that's going to be going on Sunday is the Definition of Haute Couture, the Art of Fashion, hosted by Dominique Rygaard. If anyone is a fan of Top Model, people will recognize the name Dominique Rygaard as one of the contestants in the past. It's a public event held by Artifacts Organization from 6 p.m. at the Columbus Museum of Art. And it's going to be $35 for VIP front row floor seats with a gift bag plus access to the private pre-show cocktail hour at 6 p.m. And there is $50 VIP table seats, which include two bottles of wine per table, a gift bag, some sweet treats, plus access to the private pre-show cocktail hour. And once again, this does benefit the organization and association with Mothers Helping Mothers. Another thing going on, which is actually tomorrow night, which is a really wonderful event, it's called Witches Walk for Freedom. It starts at 6:30. It is actually helping out DOMA International, which works to raise awareness and abolish sex trafficking and provides direct support to its females and child survivors. It supports such programs as CATCH, CATCH, a two-year voluntary program designed to help these ladies trapped in sex trade through support, encouragement, and accountability. Plus, Freedom a la Carte, a social enterprise in which the women learn to cultivate relationships with local farmers and to cook, eat, and sell healthy food as well as soap. With Teresa Flores, it puts the National Human Trafficking Hotline number into the hands of the victims via bars of soap in motels, which is very important. The details are walk with the witches in your best witches or warlocks costumes. You arrive at Two Fish in the Short North between 6:30 and 7:30 for small bite plates. At 7:48-15, you will arrive at China Bar for some witches brew. And at 8:30 to 9:30, you will arrive at Outlook Headquarters for a special tarot card and palmistry readings by Enchanted Elements in the Raven Room and dessert by chocolatier Christy Yosek of 917 Cocoa. I know the women from Enchanted Elements, so you will be in for a wonderful treat if you do attend tomorrow night, because both Cynthia and Debbie do wonderful readings. And between 9:45 and midnight, you can join them at Scully's for the special ladies' 80s Halloween dance party, with prizes being awarded for the best costume. Now, cost is $35 per ticket, but it is a wonderful cause, and alcohol is separate. And there is a fundraising goal of $100 per walker. Get 10 friends or family members to sponsor you for the walk for $10. And there's a special prize for the witch warlock who raises the most money. Plus, before we go into our special show of the day, we're going to actually have a special event for you. I'm going to update you on something I attended last week, which was the second annual SBB Awards Gala at the Bluestone. For those of you who do not know about the SBB, it's also known here in Columbus, Ohio, as the Small Business Beanstalk. And here's a little bit about it. The SBB is a local first company that leverages connections of all types to support business and community growth. They use problem solving and networking and relationship building techniques to grow small businesses through a unique combination of matchmaking and concierge services. One thing I love about the SBB is it connects local retail businesses to what they consider their neighbors, a broad base of active consumers from all throughout the community, Columbus community. And by doing that, they allow their neighbors, which they call the consumers who actually get an SBB card, to get discounts. And they do that with what is called the SBB card, which provides discounts at the independent retailers, restaurants, and bars in neighborhoods throughout Central Ohio who become SBB members. Basically, they feel that there's a real fiscal value when local businesses support other local businesses and when consumers shop local, which I feel that as a consumer. Now, for more info in your very own SBB card, just go to the SBB.com. Now, the event, being the second annual, was wonderful and included music from local bands such as Forest and the Evergreens, Indigo Wild, Adam DeSantis and Friends, and a new group that I just started listening to, Total Navajo. But the heart of the event was celebrating the local business community here in Columbus, Ohio, and some of the winners were the Candle Lab, one of my favorite places to go for gifts. They were voted Business of the Year. Now, if you've never had it, Mikey's Late Night Slice is some of the best pizza ever. And they're a food truck, and they were actually voted the best Columbus food truck of 2012 by the Small Business Beanstalk Local Choice Award voters. So obviously I'm not the only one who feels that way. And they, the owner, Mikey, was able to present the SBB Best New Business Award to another food truck, O'Burgers, which is actually something I haven't tried yet, but is getting a lot of good word on the street. And another business actually won was Game On, which won for the best local retailer. So if you can, just take a moment to check these businesses out. Now, a couple other things that I want to highlight today is, if you want to become a fan, don't forget that you can go ahead and fan us at www.facebook.com Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show. And you can follow us here at Blog Talk Radio with Insights. And we also want to make sure that you're aware of the nonprofits we support, or one of them definitely, which is the Jacklyn, J-A-C-K-Y-L-Y-N, Siglos, S-I-G-L-O-S Foundation, Charge Syndrome, .webs.com. And then there's Mothers Helping Mothers, which they need to raise $80,000 to provide housing for their girls. So we really want to help them out. And you can do that by going to www.mhmteen.org. And each donation really adds up. So we really want to thank you. Be safe out there for Halloween. We also know that there's a lot of events going on, and if you have any trick-or-treaters and getting candy, I know there is a really fun event going on tomorrow at the Dublin Rec Center if you guys are interested in going to something nice, because the weather's going to change for Halloween. If the kids are interested, there's the Halloween Spooktacular going on starting at 3:30 to 8:30 tomorrow night over at the Dublin Rec Center. There's a haunted trail. There's the trunk or treat trail, a hay maze, the hay ride. There's going to be fortune tellers, crafts, music and dance, food and beverages. There's a monster mash dance for the Dublin middle schoolers. A special appearance by the King and Queen of Halloween. I know that there's going to be dance as well as some magicians in the Abbey Theater. And I've heard that the Bug Man's going to be there, as well as Kosai, a professional pumpkin carver. It's a really wonderful event, as well as some other wonderful events going on throughout the city. So once again, we thank you for listening to our radio show. And look forward to actually having you listen to us more. And I'm actually getting ready to hand you over to a wonderful segment that I have that here it is. I'm actually going to bring you over to the medicine wheel. and then I will be back. And any callers who do want to call in after this is over, you can call in to our number at 213-325-3434. And before I go, I also want to let you know, once again, my name is Terry Dawson. I am the owner of a business called Terry Tweets for You. I am your social networking manager, and any social networking needs that you have when it comes to doing I know you're really busy and you don't have time to do your own tweeting or your own Facebook, that's something I can do for you. So you can reach me at Terry, T-E-R-R-I, tweets for you at gmail.com. And my friend Heather, who actually is the one who normally runs this show, handles the abundance. She's an abundance marketing professional as well as a coach when it comes to helping you when it comes to getting to figuring out prosperity. She's a prosperity coach. And if you would really like to contact her, it would be really worth your time to give Heather to contact Heather, and you can do that at her Facebook. You can like her at Abundance Marketing Pro, like, or Heather El Tapia. She's also an author. She has a wonderful book. And you can have her do some prosperity advising for you, which I would definitely recommend, because that's actually how I started working with her. So please contact Heather or I, and you can also email her at Heather, H-E-A-T-H-E-R-L, Tapia, T-A-P-I-A, at gmail.com. Thank you, and let me start the medicine wheel.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, good evening, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Iggy Hoopwatcher Garcia. Today I'm going to be talking about the introduction to the medicine wheel. I'm probably sure you've heard of medicine wheels from all different types from around the world. The medicine wheel that I'm going to be talking about is actually the Nemenha medicine wheel, the medicine wheel of the band that I belong to. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. I am actually indigenous to the region of South America, Peru. I come from Callao. My family's ancestry is Spanish, German, Italian, Quechua, and Indian, and a host of other different nationalities. So basically, that's who I am. I'm a native indigenous person from South America, Peru, who immigrated with his family here to North America over a course of time, introduced to the native folks of the Nemenha band. Philip Landis Cloudpiler, he is our elected medicine principal chief of the band. As a spiritual adoption, being Nemenha now, I have come across and learned new ways of the medicine wheel. The medicine wheel now is part of my spirituality, part of my religion, part of who I am. So what I'm learning, becoming a medicine man in the Nemenha band, is how the medicine wheel plays a part in our life. What I've come to learn is that the medicine wheel is not just a wheel that belongs to one particular group or individuals or anyone. The medicine wheel is a universal, beyond imagination, something that you can't even put a finger on. The medicine wheel is bigger than us. We are part of the medicine wheel. The universe is the medicine wheel. When we partake in life, we are part of the medicine wheel. The medicine wheel, as I see it, as I come to understand it, from my culture and from the American cultures and the Native American, North American cultures, is that the medicine wheel is that they are part of the spoke of the wheel. That every person, all my relations, that everybody is valid. The table, the chairs that we sit on, everything is part of that wheel. We are all the spoke. When one spoke is weakened, it weakens the wheel. So, what I'm learning as a Native American of South and North now is that the medicine wheel of the Nemenha is broken down in different ways. And that's what we're going to be discussing today. A lot of Native, North American Native indigenous tribes and bands and different groups have different colors that represent their wheel. And so as part of my religion, as part of how I see things, it's going to be kind of a biased interpretation of how I see things. So anyone who's listening tonight will probably have a whole different aspect, a whole different group, a whole different arrangement of their wheel is set up. Some colors are black, some are red. In our particular wheel, what we'll do is we're going to start through the north of the medicine wheel. Basically, the north of the medicine wheel on the Nemenha band, our wheel, as you can see in my picture, if you look on my profile, what you'll see is the drum. I've created a drum. I've painted on that drum the different colors that represent what we believe in. Now, every color and every person who's who is Nemenha has their, is their own medicine, their bundle. These colors just represent the Nemenha. So my colors can be completely different. They represent my culture, my medicine, the type of work I do, the interactions I have with people. Now, the medicine wheel, we go with the white. We'll start with the white. Okay, and then we'll work ourselves inwards instead of working ourselves outwards so we understand. The hoop itself, just the whole circle, if you look at it, the hoop represents all my relations. It's part of the nervous system of the body, or the earth, as you look at it, the dirt that you see. That is what we are looking at. The white, the north, is the Sikh spirit council, the respiratory system. Here, the animal that sits here in this door is called the wolf, the white. And part of our doors, when we do sweat lodges, is the north door, we're seeking spirit. Then we travel east. We travel east, and we represent the yellow. If you see the yellow there in the picture. The yellow in our belief system, and our core belief system, is the digestive system. It's the seas far people, the eagle, the birds prey, the birds that, that soar. We see beyond ourselves. So these different points represent yellow, the eagle, the digestive system, and the seas far. So all these have different meanings. Right now we're only going to be covering about 7 different topics on it. But the wheel is actually bigger than this. You can expand on it. Then we travel to the south door, the earth, on the earth of the wheel, the mother. Here we go. And it's the mouse, the green, the south part. It's the skin, the bones, the muscles that looks within. So we're like the mouse. We have to get down on the ground and we have to look and actually see ourselves. Then we travel to the west door, at least the Sikh's council door, the buffalo. Here we'll, on the medicine wheel, the Nemenha, what we do is with the liver, the kidneys, the gallbladder, all these different aspects. Our wheel represents our body. So the blue is just the color. All the colors are representations for us. If you were to draw a body on the wheel itself, you could see these different aspects. Now we travel to the center. The center of the wheel is usually colored red. And it's the red road. And the one good day that creation has prepared for us. It's symbolic. It's the core motivation. It drives us to do what we do and say the things we say. And therefore, when we're on our Bondo altar, the center is the important. We place the red stone in the center of this point. And that is ourselves. We are the center. Not that everything revolves around us, but it's just it's a beginning point. Because where we create, everything grows around us. We're like a little rock thrown into the water. It ripples out. And then we have the Sky Father point. It's the center point, represents the part of creation that has to do with protection and defense. The father is the protector, the defender of the family. That is not to say that there are only ones who perform this, but, you know, holistically speaking, the father generally is the more masculine, which I don't always agree with that, but for this particular topic, this is what we're going to present the Sky Father point. The Sky Father point also is the immune system point on our body. And then I didn't say on the self center, it was actually the circulatory system, so I missed that part. Then we go to the Earth Mother. It's the center point that represents the part of creation that has to do with nurturing. The mother is, you know, the nurturer and the caregiver in the family. Again, that is not to suggest that others don't do that. But for this representation on our wheel, that's what we're going to do. The point is associated with the endocrine system. As a nurturer of the body, it creates up the Earth Mother in the physical body and provides, maintenance of the body. So the endocrine system is the creation with us. So now that you understand where our medicine wheel and how everything works together, it's just a brief overview of our medicine wheel and how we approach it. The medicine wheel has many purposes. We also use the medicine wheel in different ceremonies. We use it in our bundle ceremonies as Nemenha. And from the within our bundles is our medicine that we carry. The things that we do to help, to work, to engage. So when we put in our bundles, we actually have a place where there is actually a little mini medicine wheel inside. Understand the medicine wheels, like I said in the beginning of the show, is enormous. The earth is a medicine wheel. The universe is a medicine wheel. Stones made into formation, round formation, is a medicine wheel. So as long as we understand that the medicine wheel doesn't belong to any particular person or any particular spirituality, because, druids, Wiccans, different cultures use the medicine wheel. In Peru, we use medicine wheels. The Mayans use medicine wheels. And it's a misconception that Native Americans are the only ones that have a medicine wheel. I know I might be kind of reaching out there, but I've run into people, and, it's not their fault. They just don't know that the medicine wheel was always Native American. That's not true. That's not correct. Medicine wheel came and developed as their cultures progressed and grew as well. The Mayan calendar is a very good example, very, very good example of a medicine wheel that now we have a lot of people talking about at the end of the world, 2012, I believe December, I'm not sure the exact date. But we'll see. We'll see how that progresses. But what I'm looking at, though, is to understand our concept of the medicine wheel and how it affects our body. As Nemenha, we are taught, and we look at different points, like I was saying earlier, represent the different parts and functionalities, the body, the liver, the kidneys, the bones, everything. Everything is all my relations. Everything. Even to the computer or the headset I'm wearing, all related. Now, you're probably looking at my picture, and I probably look like a white man. That's my European side, of course. And my Latin American side is in there as well, because the picture doesn't suggest it. But a lot of the reasons that I went back to rediscover my culture, why I embraced this, the Nemenha so much all my art.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi. Good evening, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Iggy Hoopwatcher Garcia.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, good evening, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Iggy Hoopwatcher Garcia. Today I'm going to be talking about the introduction to the medicine wheel. I'm probably sure you've heard of medicine wheels from all different types from around the world. The medicine wheel that I'm going to be talking about is actually the Nemenha medicine wheel, the medicine wheel of the band that I belong to. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. I am actually indigenous to the region of South America, Peru. I come from Callao. My family's ancestry is Spanish, German, Italian, Quechua, and Indian, and a host of other different nationalities. So basically, that's who I am. I'm a native indigenous person from South America, Peru, who immigrated with his family here to North America over a course of time, introduced to the native folks of the Nemaha band. Philip Landis Cloudpiler, he is our elected medicine principal chief of the band. As a spiritual adoption, being Nemaha now, I have come across and learned new ways of the medicine wheel. The medicine wheel now is part of my spirituality, part of my religion, part of who I am. So what I'm learning, becoming a medicine in the Nemaha band, is how the medicine wheel plays a part in our life. What I've come to learn is that the medicine wheel is not just a wheel that belongs to one particular group or individuals or anyone. The medicine wheel is a universal, beyond imagination, something that you can't even put a finger on. The medicine wheel is bigger than us. We are part of the medicine wheel. The universe is the medicine wheel. When we partake in life, we are part of the medicine wheel. The medicine wheel, as I see it, as I come to understand it, from my culture and from the American cultures and the Native American, North American cultures, is that the medicine wheel is that they are part of the spoke of the wheel. That every person, all my relations, that everybody is valid. The table, the chairs that we sit on, everything is part of that wheel. We are all the spoke. When one spoke is weakened, it weakens the wheel. So, what I'm learning as a Native American of South and North now is that the medicine wheel of the Nemaha is broken down in different ways. And that's what we're going to be discussing today. A lot of Native, North American Native indigenous tribes and bands and different groups have different colors that represent their wheel. And so as part of my religion, as part of how I see things, it's going to be kind of a biased interpretation of how I see things. So anyone who's listening tonight will probably have a whole different aspect, a whole different group, a whole different arrangement of their wheel is set up. Some colors are black, some are red. In our particular wheel, what we'll do is we're going to start through the north of the medicine wheel. Basically, the north of the medicine wheel on the Nemaha band, our wheel, as you can see in my picture, if you look on my profile, what you'll see is the drum. I've created a drum. I've painted on that drum the different colors that represent what we believe in. Now, every color and every person who is part, who is Nemaha has their own medicine, their bundle. These colors just represent the Nemaha. So my colors can be completely different. They represent my culture, my medicine, the type of work I do, the interactions I have with people. Now, the medicine wheel, we go with the white. We'll start with the white. Okay, and then we'll work ourselves inwards instead of working ourselves outwards so we understand. The hoop itself, just the whole circle, if you look at it, the hoop represents all my relations. It's part of the nervous system of the body, or the earth, as you look at it, the dirt that you see. That is what we are looking at. The white, the north, is the Sikh spirit council, the respiratory system. Here, the animal that sits here in this door is called the wolf, the white. And part of our doors, when we do sweat lodges, is the north door. We're seeking spirit. Then we travel east. We travel east, and we represent the yellow. If you see the yellow there in the picture. The yellow in our belief system, in our core belief system, is the digestive system. It's the seas far people, the eagle, the birds of prey, the birds that, that soar. We see beyond ourselves. So these different points represent yellow, the eagle, the digestive system, and the ceasefire. So all these have different meanings. Right now we're only going to be covering about 7 different topics on it, but the wheel is actually bigger than this. You can expand on it. Then we travel to the south door, the earth, on the earth of the wheel, the mother. Here we go. And it's the mouse, the green, the south point. It's the skin, the bones, the muscles that looks within. So we're like the mouse. We have to get down on the ground and we have to look and actually see ourselves. Then we travel to the west door, the Sikh council door, and the buffalo. Here we'll, on the menace wheel, the Nemanha, what we do is with the liver, the kidneys, the gallbladder, all these different aspects. Our wheel represents our body. So the blue is just the color. All the colors are representations for us. If you were to draw a body on the wheel itself, you could see these different aspects. Now we travel to the center. The center of the wheel, is usually called the red, and is the red road, and the one good day that creation has prepared for us. It's symbolic. It's the core motivation. It drives us to do what we do and say the things we say. And therefore, when we're on our Bondo altar, the center is the important. We place the red stone in the center of this point, and that is ourselves. We are the center. Not that everything revolves around us, but it's just it's a beginning point. Because where we create, everything grows around us. We're like a little rock thrown into the water. It ripples out. And then we have the Sky Father point. The center point represents the part of creation that has to do with protection and defense. The father is the protector, the defender of the family. That is not to say that there are only one performance, but, you know, holistically speaking, the father generally is the more masculine, which I don't always agree with that, but for this particular topic, this is how we're gonna present the Sky Father point. The Sky Father point also is the immune system point on our body. And then I didn't say on the self center, it was actually the circulatory system, so I missed that part. Then we go to the Earth Mother. It's the center point that represents the part of creation that has to do with nurturing. The mother is, you know, the nurturer and the caregiver in the family. Again, that is not going to suggest that others don't do that. But for this representation on our wheel, that's what we're going to do. The point is associated with the endocrine system. As a nurturer of the body, it creates up the earth mother in the physical body and provides, maintenance of the body. So the endocrine system is the creation with us. So now that you understand where our medicine wheel and how everything works together, it's just a brief overview of our medicine wheel and how we approach it. The medicine wheel has many purposes. We also use the medicine wheel in different ceremonies. We use it in our bundle ceremonies as Nemanha. And from within our bundles is our medicine that we carry. The things that we do to help, to work, to engage. So when we present our bundles, we actually have a place where there is actually a little mini medicine wheel inside. Understand the medicine wheels, like I said in the beginning of the show, is enormous. The earth is a medicine wheel. The universe is a medicine wheel. Stones made into formation, round formation, is a medicine wheel. So as long as we understand that the medicine wheel doesn't belong to any particular person or any particular spirituality, because, druids, Wiccans, different cultures use the medicine wheel. In Peru, we use medicine wheels. The Mayans use medicine wheels. And it's a misconception that Native Americans are the only ones that have the medicine wheel. I know I might be kind of reaching out there, but I've run into people, it's not their fault. They just don't know that the medicine wheel was always Native American. That's not true. That's not correct. Medicine wheel came and developed as their cultures progressed and grew as well. The Mayan calendar is a very good example, very, very good example of a medicine wheel that now we have a lot of people talking about at the end of the world, 2012, I believe December, I'm not sure the exact date, but we'll see. we'll see how that progresses. But what I'm looking at, though, is to understand our concept of the medicine wheel and how it affects our body. As Nemenha, we are taught, and we look at the different points, like I was saying earlier, represent the different, you know, parts and functionalities, the body, the liver, the kidneys, the bones, everything. Everything is all my relations. Everything. Even to the computer or the headset I'm wearing, all related. Now, you're probably looking at my picture, and I probably look like a white man. You know, that's my European side, of course. And my Latin American side is in there as well, because it's suggested. But a lot of the reasons that I went back to rediscovering my culture, you know, why I embraced this the Nemenha so well, so much, and all my art, is there's a prophecy. It's a 500-year prophecy called the Inca prophecy, where the eagle of the north and the condor of the south fly together. And they said the earth will awaken. The eagles of the north cannot be free without the condors of the south, or vice versa, I would assume. Excuse me. It's now happening. It's now the time. A lot of people say it's the Aquarian age. It's an era of light. An age of awakening, an age of returning to natural ways. You know, our generation is just starting to understand that. Different schools of understanding, different thoughts, heart, intuition, nature, native. I don't even know what's native, because native is pretty vague. I think we're more indigenous to our regions for where we're from. Native actually means nature, so we are part of nature. And nature is part of Mother. She's inside of us, and we're all inside of her. We depend totally on the earth. You know, without the earth, we can't survive, and she's the biggest medicine wheel there is in the world. The sun is a medicine wheel. Water is part of the medicine wheel. It is the medicine wheel. So we belong to the evolution of nature and our physical bodies and how spiritual bodies come and from the sun and not from the sun and the two eyes. And you understand the medicine wheel is inside of us. So that's the prophecy of the Inca prophecy and how the eagles from the north and the condors from the south come together. Now, I totally understand that this is new for a lot of people, what the medicine wheel does, but there's a lot of love and there's a lot of caring behind the medicine wheel. We see the medicine wheel in dream catchers. We see the medicine wheels, different aspects of medicine wheels in our currency. To understand why are our coins triangled or square, why are they round? Because the circle is infinite, never ending, always going round and round. It's a symbol of the universe. Everything's in it. So the stones that we pick and everything that we put into our bundles to make our medicine, it's all relevant. It's all part of us. There are no accidents. The energies that we create when we create a medicine wheel is phenomenal. Sometimes we create medicine wheels, we don't even realize it. And as a stone carrier from, you know, the lodge that I belong to, Journey's Way Lodge, I am the tipi leader of my lodge. And what I do, I am basically a sweat lodge leader. I conduct the sweats for our band here in Ohio. And we talk about the medicine wheel. We explain why it's so important. We give thanks to Wai'akin. Wai'akin is, in other words, for God. The wisdom of the four directions. We teach all of this. It gets very, very deep because we're all related. The medicine wheel is just one of our representation of us. Now, as we create our medicine wheels and our bundles, everybody has their own medicine. In my particular bundle, I will have things that represent who I am as Christian man, because I am Christian, and I have no embarrassing, and I am not going to say that I know, I'm not going to play behind screens and smoke and mirrors, but that's what I am. I believe in Christ, and I have things in my bundle that represent that. Has that always been that way? No. And everybody's bundle is different, and that's what we have to respect. Every culture's, all indigenous people, that our bundles are how we heal, help heal ourselves, not others. because it's a misconception that we heal other people. The thing is that we're healing ourselves, to understand that. Not to get away from the medicine wheel a little bit, but the medicine wheel has many, many significance. I mean, the round of the wheel is just amazing. You know, if you look at your car, you ride on four medicine wheels a day. It's ironic that it would be four directions, but you have four wheels on your car. And do we ever give thanks to the four wheels that move us from point A to point B? Probably not, because it's just we just assume that that's just how it's supposed to be. But look around you sometimes. When you're in your home or you're down the street, just take a look and just, you know, see how many medicine wheels you actually see. The medicine wheel has a lot of implications and it does a lot of things for us. I mean, I'm very, as a medicine man, I'm very, you know, I like to pick up on things that are very subtle that somebody else may not even think about. For example, you move your drink cup. The top of it's round and the lid closes round. Most people wouldn't give any thought of that. But that's, in a sense, it's all my relations. It's part of a medicine. It's part of us. You know, I mean, our pupils are round. The hole in our ears to listen is round. So it's a divine creation that has made us. So now we're coming to the point where we're trying to understand who we are and what we do and why the medicine wheel is important to implement to our life. Number one, it's an easy way to understand and an easy way to grasp the concepts. Not everybody wants to be Indian or indigenous or, you know, aborigine. But you don't have to be. You don't have to be. The only thing you have to understand is that everything is part of your relation. Everything in life you have influence with. So when we look at the medicine wheel, and we wonder why it's round. Because the universe is round. It's huge, it's big, the earth is big. And understanding that makes it a lot clearer. And then you have the three center points in the middle, and there's three. So it's almost like a trinity of sorts. You have yourself, the earth mother, and the sky father point. And the three of you work in harmony. And we need every part of this spoke is very important in order for us to live and to understand. Now, if you need to know more about the medicine wheel and how the Nemenha use the medicine wheel, we have a new website now, and it's thenemenha.org. You could actually go to my website, edgarcia.com, and you can actually pick it up there, a link to it, and go to it and check it out. It's really beautiful. They've really updated things. They've worked on it. For those of you, make sure it's spelled Nemenha, it's spelled N-E-M-E-N-H-A-H. So, I mean, if there's any questions or anybody has anything they would like to call in or ask me about the medicine wheel that maybe I've missed, just feel free, or you can actually drop me a chat while we're talking. I know we have a few callers listening on the line right now. So just feel free to call in or any questions you have. But I just wanted to get back to the prophecies of the Incas.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com and WithInsights.com, your free online holistic publication resource magazine for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. Please feel free to explore our daily inspirational quotes and uplifting stories, exclusive interviews with local world-known inspirational leaders.
Thanks so much for listening to Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show. That was our guest, DJ Iggy Garcia, with the Medicine Wheel Lessons. And I like to say, folks, as he was talking about the Incas, and I have to say, I've always been fascinated with the Incas, the Mayans, the Toltecs. I think there's somebody I'm leaving out, but it'll come back to me. And we just did a massive energy integration with the Inca goddesses. I guess that would not be the goddesses, but it would be the Incan energies. The Manunaki, Munaki, Manunaki. These energies have been kicking my ass. This is Heather L. Tappy, your prosperity advisor, listening to me, listening to you on Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show. And I just don't know what to do myself sometimes. There's so much energy flowing through us. And I think it was really, really important for me to listen to that Medicine Mill lesson because I don't have a sweat lodge to sit in and experience it anymore. I just need to understand that there are four aspects of one situation, meaning if you prescribe to the indigenous tribes, meaning those are the people that were there for the people. They were there when you got there in the game and a geldol. Anyway, I'm just saying. There's the people are called indigenous tribes. They are, when you walk into their land, boom, they're there. Americans are, boom, we're there. Hello, immigration, love it. Love it, love it, love it. You know why? The hardest working people in this lifetime is immigration. And when I, immigrants, and when I watched TV show earlier, they said, without this country, there would be no, or without immigrants, there'd be no country. Totally true. And I celebrate life. I celebrate the fact that you have come here, worked hard, and are still working hard. Because even if you were born here, on this earth, this planet, it doesn't matter where you came from, what color you are, where you look, or how you are. Everything is hard. It's painful. It's being present with yourself. It's standing up for who you are. It's saying, oh my God, I'm here right now, and I believe in you. I believe in who I am and who I will be in the next moment. Because guess what? All you have is the moment. So keep being in your moments. Keep listening to our show, as sporadic as it's going to be in the next couple weeks because I'm going through my stuff. We had a medicine wheel lesson from the Namenha. It is an indigenous... I'm so sorry. It is an indigenous tribe. It is a band of holistic healers, so I was sold. And if you go to namenha.org, you will learn so much more about us. But, you know, beyond that story, you are multifaceted beings, meaning like a diamond, you have many levels, layers, and surfaces. So do not question who, how, and why you are. Just say, how can I be more me in the moment? I choose to be more me in the moment. And when I am more me in the moment, therefore I am healing everybody around me, even myself. And so I say to you fans, my folks, my peeps, and anybody that chooses to download, I'm such in a rhyming mode, I'm going to end with a song that I'm working on, so we'll just see what happens. Fine. I just feel the need to do that because I celebrated last night. Last night was awesome for me, and I needed the medicine wheel lesson. It's also about bringing that medicine wheel into your heart, into your surface, into your field, and embracing it. So, hello, 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 hello. I know how much you are at the show. I saw you when I walked into. Hello. You were the one I thought I knew. All I need to know is I am you. We all have the same frequency. Hello, 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 hello. Thank you for listening to Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show. Heather L. Tapia, Prosperity Riser. We had our guest DJ today. Whoop, whoop. Terry Dawson with her daughter, Abby, hopefully. And she is a dynamite actress. Terry is a dynamite Twitterer. Tweetsforyou.com. TweetsforyouTerry at Gmail. Or TerryTweetsForYou at Gmail. See, we're all trying to work it out. International Women's Day is March 8th. Mothers Helping Mothers is an amazing platform. They're having a fundraiser on Saturday at their facility off of Parsons Avenue. And then on Sunday, OMG, at the Art Museum, the Columbus Museum of Art. I can't wait to be there. We get full reign to do what we want. No, that just means to get a little art, folks. Get to look at art, folks, as the runway walks forward. So, be there 7 o'clock, $35 plus a ticket. Go to Facebook and figure it out because I don't know their PayPal URL, which is part of my problem. And I love you, I love you, I love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. Ohonopono out. This is Heather L. Tapia, Prosperity Advisor. You are listening to Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show. That was an amazing medicine wheel lesson from Iga Garcia, igagarcia.com, Garcia's Restaurant, Henderson High, one of our great sponsors, and thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you. And as we go out, here's the commercial.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com and WithInsights.com, your free online holistic publication resource magazine for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. Please feel free to explore our daily inspirational quotes and uplifting stories, exclusive interviews with local world-known inspirational leaders.